We are live because I got the sense that Brian was playing a prank on us. And we, oh yeah, guys, I'll do the show. I got a story I want to do. I'll be 11:30 a.m. Oh yeah, no, I'll be there.
He's done the show at 11:30 before.
No, I think it's a funny prank to just see how long we'll sit here and wait for him to show up.
He's actually complaining of boomer problems at the moment.
Uh-oh, is he having boomer problems?
Yeah, he says he's having boomer problems, but you know what? He'll be here.
He can't pass his BM efficiently. What kind of boomer problems is he having today?
The prunes aren't working!
Jim Jones, where the fuck is my free show? That's a good question.
Great question. It's coming. It's coming.
Brian's here. I'm going to bring him on screen. Hey, Bri.
Technology.
Yeah, welcome. I'm just glad this wasn't a
prank.
I've
been booming all morning, boys.
It's all good, buddy.
I don't understand it. It's like I pull up my email and my phone works just fine. Mm-hmm. But when I go to put it on my laptop, it takes fucking 5 minutes for this shit to load.
Well, that's what's funny because you were messaging with Vinny just now, and Vinny goes, yeah, Brian said he's waiting for his email to load. I'm like, that's the most boomer thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Wait for your email to load? Why does that take any time at all? What, do you got dial-up?
You know, after a while, you're just like, you stop trying to fight the boomer thing. You're like, I'm old. Yeah. I said it a couple weeks ago to my friends. I was like, we're old, man. My one buddy was, his wife was real excited about finding woolite for darks at Kmart. And I was like, I knew these people growing up. We would have not been excited about this 20, 30 years ago, you know?
They're segregating woolite now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Jesus.
Kmart only.
I didn't even know Kmart existed.
Listen, I have to admit, I'm also old. I look at TikTok, but I don't actually post TikTok videos. So that's how you know I'm old.
Right. Yeah. It's I was not even sure I wanted to put TikTok on my phone. And then my kid is like, I want to do TikTok. So, you know, you got to monitor it and all this other shit.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, make sure she's not faking Tourette's.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, hopefully she's not watching Opie Radio on there. Mind will be warped. She starts yelling about doggy around the house. You got to take that app away from her.
I'm a big fan
of Cardiff.
I'm a big fan of the Cardiff crossovers with Opie.
Yeah, of course.
I could watch that all day long, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm not going to lie. I could watch Tukey all day long.
Tukey's fantastic.
Tukey's amazing.
Now, Tukey is the monster guy that Cardiff is with?
Yes, it's Bedabbler.
Is that Tukey? Okay.
Yeah, Tukey. Okay. If you haven't seen the actual intro to his show, it's quite elaborate and amazing.
Well, that dude
is
slick.
Yeah.
That guy goes all out on all of his little projects. I shouldn't call them little projects. Bedabbler, you're great. El Horrible, you are magnifico.
He's the one who put together the documentary on DabbleCon.
There's a documentary on DabbleCon?
Well, it's more of a recap. I like to call it a documentary because people like when I say that word.
I really hope that there is a documentary on DabbleCon one day.
Yeah.
And it's not quite as, you know, obviously not quite as horrific as the Firefest one.
Well, I think if it were featured in a doc, it would be more about like the beginning of someone's end of their career. Like, it all started at DabbleCon.
The Carl Hamburger story.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't thinking me, but yeah, maybe me.
Well, we all were. We all were. So, you guys want to start a scum stream?
I do want to start a scum stream. Let's go.
Hola, creepos. Thank you for joining us for this fantastic free preview of the Scum Stream. This is your one per month, people.
That's right. We're putting this one out for free. Normally, this is just for our Patreon, Supercast, and backed out by supporters every Wednesday morning at 11:30. And it is Super Chat Wednesday. I wanted to make that announcement. I didn't realize it. I just pulled up my calendar this morning. It was taking a while to load my calendar. But then I was able to pull it up, and I noticed that it was Super Chat Wednesday. And I, you know, I celebrate Super Chat Wednesday
by reading.
Really? Super Chat. There were rumors about you.
Yeah, no,
I've heard a lot of rumors about you,
dude. These rumors are out of control. I am reading all of the super chats that come in. Before we start the show, I want to say something to you, Vinny Paulino.
Oh, great!
I'm listening to the Dick Show.
Okay.
There's a new episode this week.
Okay.
And to begin the show, a lot of Ewok talk.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding him about Wicket with your text messages back and forth. Because he's like, hey, Sean, I didn't tell you about meeting Carl's parents in Philadelphia. And then he's talking about Wicket, and he's talking about me and what my parents said and how it's a consequence now on the wheel.
I want everyone to know how happy I am. I played the long game on this because I hate Carl's cunt of a mom. And I've hated that bitch since the Nashville show.
I've come around because you were trying to convince me. I'm like, no, she's great, but I've come around on this now.
It took just about a year. It took just about a year for me to turn Carl on his own mother.
Oh, Jesus.
But, you know, Dick and I were laughing really, really hard at you in text messages. Yeah, that's true.
Yay, super chats.
There's going to be a great new consequence because of this. I don't know why you're so upset.
Hey, look at who's super chatting us. It's Jerry. Jerry. Oh, I probably still have that on my board if I was smart enough to remember to do that.
Oh, sure.
Jerry asked $5. Just wanted to say hi to Chrissy. If that's the Jerry, I think it is.
This isn't her OnlyFans. What are you doing?
Good point. And B. Kells, $12.96 with $5. Vinny Paulino makes the world go round F. Shuley. Wow. I think what you meant to say is Vinny Paulino is round.
As round as the world. Yes, yes. That's me. Thank you, B. Kells.
Oh, this is amazing. Now, Chrissy is saying back, hi, Jerry. And this is great. We just have people say hi to each other for $5 at a time.
Why not? It's a bonus episode. So, gentlemen, you all got the stories today. For those of you who don't know what we do on a Scum Stream, it's basically a rundown of the scummiest scum that we couldn't fit onto the regular episode this week. And I have some stories. And Brian sent me one at the end of last week that was just so ridiculous. I invited him here today to come tell us all about it. But we'll save that one for last. Let's start down in Pulaski County, Arkansas, gentlemen.
Okay.
Question before I read the story. Either of you ever have a shitty neighbor?
Yes.
Yes.
My next door neighbor right over here has a dog that hangs out in the backyard all day long and just barks and barks and barks. Uh-huh. It's annoying.
That's really shitty.
What are you, Brian?
My neighbor, I don't have any neighbors now. I bought a house where there's enough space on purpose in between, like all, like I've got a nice perimeter.
Could build all right, a motor. AMC money.
No, I spent that on drugs. That's all gone. But I did have a neighbor when I was younger who was very meticulous about his driveway. He had like those little pebble stones, you know, and he would rake it real late at night. And we were kids, so like anything you did, if you walked by it, if you walked by his perfectly manicured hedges, like he was out there looking at you, giving you shit. And his wife had a stroke after a while. They were older people. And this is like, I'm not proud of this, but she came out, she started yelling at me. And so I mimicked her in a way that would not be, you know, complimentary, I guess.
To stroke in a way victim.
That, in a way that if it happened today, I would be shit on all over the internet. I would be the worst person ever, you know.
You'd be Steven Crowder if that came out.
Well, I'm sure this Steven guy was pissed. Crowder, his dead leg stroke victim wife just dragging her leg behind her, ruining the pea gravel he just raked.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed too. This.
I was probably 18 at the time, so like I'm not fat and soft like I am now. I'm all fucking jacked up, and like he's not gonna fuck with me. So he's like, I guess I just better go back inside. They did take me to court though. They took me to court.
Yeah, that's a shitty neighbor right there, Vinny. Are you gonna be able to top that?
It's the worst. What'd
they take you to court for? Trademark infringement? He does too good of an imitation of my wife.
He doesn't have a stroke. No, it was harassment. They tried to say I was harassing them, but like me being going like, oh, you know, is not, that doesn't qualify as
how
harassment.
Am I not in court for harassment every day? It's shocking to me.
Coming down the pike,
I'm like, harassment's illegal? Blah, 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 blah. That's not good.
Well, I'm going to say down in Arkansas.
Dim, doesn't it? Don't I look dim, boys?
You do. It's dark. Maybe if you load your email, you could light
the... Let's see. Hold on a second. Watch this.
The light is still loaded.
I want to read a super chat from Brian Johnson. Whoa, this is like Inception. $5, Brian, coming on our show and paying us. Who cares if the boomer was late? What eye candy? Dude, you got to log into a different account when you do that. You fucked up with your sock account again.
I'm a boomer.
This Brian guy is a huge cock. Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Let's get to the story.
All right.
Settle down.
No, let's keep it up. A terrible story. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Apart from living in Arkansas, these people live next door to a neighbor, and she claims that her neighbors have been defecating in buckets and dumping it in the yard, and that the poop washes into her yard when it rains. They have been, quote, taking feces in buckets, dumping it at the back of their property, and then across the street at another person's property, they've been dumping it on their property too. They've been doing this now for about 3 years.
All right, well, pretend you're on vacation in India. Have some fun with it. So my question to you, though, Vinny, is that the way that this story's out there is they went to the TV station.
Oh, yeah.
The local TV station. It says it's happening for 3 years. What took you so long? How long do you have to deal with your neighbor's shit in your yard before you finally go, you know what, we should probably say something to someone about this.
And this is exactly what I was thinking, too. I was going, how are you not calling the police? This is like, how are you not calling... you know, fucking FEMA. Call anybody you gotta call. You know, whatever you need to do to get this taken care of. But apparently they were calling the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the city was like, nope, you're like right outside of the county lines. You're going to have to go through the county. The county's like, I don't know. And everybody's just dragging their heels because no one wants to do their job in government.
Well, just because they have indoor plumbing doesn't mean they have to shame their neighbors. You know, it's like that Family Guy skit where they show Edison. His house is all lit up. He's blaring music. No one else has electricity yet. They're like, hey, you asshole. These guys are like, oh, yeah, we can flush our toilet. They're like, oh, well, good for you. So fancy over there.
At one point, these neighbors built a hollowed out porta potty that they were just going to into that wasn't attached to anything. And they would just shit and piss in it.
Just dig a hole or something. A little effort goes a long way with that.
And it would just drop out the back of it, I assume, and just fucking sit there. Now, anyone
it's weird
around
because,
them,
like, the feces seems to be the biggest problem. But I would love to see what this house looks like, what these people are like. Like, they would be like that family, that backwards West Virginia family, the incest family. I can't remember
the
their names.
The Whites.
The Whites, yes.
Right. I was thinking of that movie, The Burbs. With Tom Hanks.
I hope this is right in the middle of the suburbs. I really do. I hope this is what the suburbs in Arkansas are like.
It does say it's just outside of North Little Rock, right? Yeah. It's not too far.
Yeah.
Because how do you reason with someone who's
it's
like
Bill Clinton's childhood
I find
home.
It perfectly acceptable to dump shit on the ground and let it run into other people's
yeah.
Well, run into other people's yards. Like, how do you start to reason with somebody like that?
It's not like it smells good for them. Like, they're not sitting, going out on the porch and hanging out all day either. So
this has got to be. How do you even allow people to live in a place without indoor plumbing?
Yeah.
Like, usually a city or a state would just shut this out and throw you the fuck
well,
out.
Well, have you ever seen that show Hoarders? I love Hoarders. And they always end up messing up their indoor plumbing. And the toilet becomes like a table for them to eat dinner on.
While they shit in a bucket.
And they shit in bags. There was this one. I don't know if you saw it. There's this one plastic bags all the way up the stairs, all around the house, full of human shit. Like, she's not even throwing them out.
I'll get to taking those out. I'll get to it.
I like it there. It's part of the feng shui.
Wow. You know, every time I see that show, there's always the shot of the toilet.
Yeah.
Every episode of Hoarders, because none of these people keep a toilet working properly.
Correct.
Are they dumping stuff down it, or do they just shit so much? What do you think is actually causing it?
I don't know, but shit does not evaporate. It stays in there forever. It's a problem.
Which is funny, because like when I was a kid and I had a dog, if the dog shits somewhere and you don't find it until that longer, it does kind of evaporate. Yeah. Human shit stays musty and lumpy and pretty stinky. All the people in this neighborhood, by the way, have sold their houses.
Of course they have.
They're all leaving, and the ones that are still there are still suffering.
I'd hate to be the realtor. Taking people around to the open house and stuff like that. It's like, oh, yeah, no, they just put down some fertilizer. It's just, you know, it's seasonal. It doesn't normally smell like this.
Good job. Man. After this, the TV station contacted the state plumbing inspector, but we were told they were not in the office on Fridays. That's in the article, by the way. She said she's also talked to the neighbors and claimed we're responsible for all of this. And she said... She's tried to help them, and they don't take the situation seriously.
Yeah, obviously. All right, well, those are worse neighbors than mine. You beat me.
I don't know. That dog sounds pretty bad.
It actually is.
But is there anything more ear? I mean, shit. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But the dog barking. Because I had a house in another town, I had a neighbor, like, I called the police, and I'm not, like, a big cop calling kind of guy.
Sounds
but it's like holy fuck, this thing's been going on for 2 hours, like, barking for 2 hours. I understand, I would never do it, I'm not Vinnie Paulino, I'd never shoot a dog, but I know you like animal abuse. In fact, I saw a story here, I was like, Vinnie cannot do an episode without something to do with animal abuse.
True.
I was like, he gets his jollies off of it, yep. There's something weird about this guy.
Yeah, you can't read those stories without smirking.
Well, you know, you guys can accuse me guilty, but I do it for the audience, not for my own enjoyment. So, it's all the sickos that we broadcast to.
So, Brian, to your point, so this dog, he's got this thing where it goes, burp, 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 burp. It's just over and over again. And what happens is, I'm a podcaster for a living. I like to sleep in. And so these days, the windows are open, as you know, get a nice breeze, a nice cool spring air coming
out.
In.
Yeah.
And get the Jenny Jingle stink out a little bit. And
old lady smell.
I love getting woken up at 7 a.m. to this fucking dog being out in the back. You know, oh my God. It's like worse than any alarm clock I've ever had in my life.
You know what? I'm starting to think my wife is psychotic because we're having the same problem. She grew up in the country in fucking Alabama.
Right.
And birds chirping in the morning pisses her right the fuck off.
I don't like that either.
Birds. Birds are the problem.
That's a tougher one to combat. But at least with a dog, you can approach the owner and be like, yo, jerk off. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Birds. They got a mind of their own.
That's true.
What a great...
Put out some poison seed, maybe. You know?
Or you could just do what our next creep did.
Perfect
on April 26th. Well, inside her residence in Florida... This woman shot and killed her parent with a Glock handgun and then fought with her husband.
Her parrot.
Yes.
It always sounded like you said parent.
Oh. It'd
be a very different story.
Well, I am a
Listen,
fat
I get it. Parrots get mouthy. They're like wives. They get real mouthy sometimes.
And they pick up on the energy of the room.
That's true.
They really are a problem. I don't know why anyone would want one of those in their house.
The only reason my wife is still alive is because we once had a parrot.
Once.
Okay.
He took the brunt of it.
What do you think the parrot was saying that really set her off? Maybe like, awk, my wife saw him hide in the closet. Awk. Put down the booze. Awk.
Awk. Bangs are out. She got these straight ass.
Yeah, she looks terrible.
Suzanne Mullally, she's 62 years old. She was intoxicated when she killed her African gray parrot. With a .380 caliber handgun inside their house, she shares with her husband,
Steven.
Seems
like overkill, but yeah.
I certainly agree. After Mullally murdered the bird, she and her ex-spouse exited the house and began arguing and pushing each other, which notes that a witness watching the couple fighting said that Steven was also drunk and with water from a spray bottle was trying to spray her. Like, calm down. He was, like, spraying her with the bottle.
I feel like I'm looking into my future right now. Like, this sounds like a fun lifestyle these two are having.
They both got charged with domestic battery and a misdemeanor. They were booked in the county jail. Now, in late February, cops also responded to that property because a firearm was discharged in the backyard during a verbal altercation. At that time, Mullally was handcuffed and taken into custody. After a brief struggle with the cops, she was only charged with resisting arrest. So this woman's pretty loose with this gun.
How can you only be charged with resisting arrest? You have to be being arrested for something to be able to resist arrest. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, she's out free and clear. I bet you the bird wished they charged her with something else.
Right?
The bird said, guilty! Yeah,
I thought you weren't allowed to fire a gun within, like, town limits or something.
Well, it's Florida, you know? Brian. It's a little different.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, that's Johnson, true. Don't tread on her. Don't tread on her. Right. Let her do her thing. I mean,
and they said she was intoxicated, which should just be understood since it's happening in Florida.
Yeah, 62-year-old woman in Florida who's wine drunk. Shocker. Shocker. Either way, they're being charged with domestic battery. Like I said, they're booked in the county jail, and they were in custody and will be called back for a hearing. But I don't know what this bird did, but to shoot the pet and then get into the argument with the husband?
Oh, yeah. No, the bird definitely egged her on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 minutes for instigating to this parrot. It's a hockey joke. So did you see that no contact with animals is also one of the things?
I did see that.
Now, this doesn't make sense to me. I think that every shelter who's about to euthanize a dog or a cat, give them to this lady. At least they have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
and then you don't have to do all that awfulness at the shelter.
So that would be really fun for grieving people. Have to put their pets down. You bring them over there, like, well, hold on a second. We're just gonna make Shadow here comfortable. You just put him right there.
Yeah.
Susan. Yeah. Susan, would you
get your clock?
Susan. Steve said he hates your bangs, Susan.
Or she could do it in mass, like if it's one of those kill shelters, just like line up 3-4 dogs, see how many dogs a bullet will go through.
It's better than two birds with one stone. Dogs with one bullet.
And you know, dogs, one bullet.
I hate to say, that's the kind of fiscal genius when it comes down to the government gets people promoted.
Well, look at,
we all used one bullet on four dogs.
Guys,
you're in charge now, sir. You're a genius.
Alec Baldwin is a genius. There's a reason why that guy knows how to make a movie on a budget. Two people with one bullet. You don't know about Alec Baldwin?
Oh, I know.
Okay. You're looking at me like,
I was just wondering where you were going to go with that.
I mean, it's a similar thing. Two people!
I was triggered when you were just starting to say that Alec Baldwin was a good filmmaker. I was just starting to... I was like, what?
I liked Beetlejuice.
That's true, but he didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
Evansville, Indiana.
Yes.
All right. This is a fun one. A registered sex offender exposed himself in front of a grandmother and three teenagers Friday night. According to police officers, they were called to the area of Main Street in response to an offender later identified as Harold Bales, exposing himself to a grandmother and three teenagers she was in charge of. So could you imagine this lady's just trying to be cool grandma, taking her 15, 16, and 17-year-old grandkids over to the arcade? And that's where they were. They were like an open-air arcade in an alley. And this guy just walks up fucking cranking one off.
Yes. And what I'm annoyed with about this story is that they tell you the ages of the teenagers, like you just said.
Sure.
But not their bra size. We have no idea.
Which is the least they can do if they aren't going to show the pictures.
Right.
We at least need cup sizes.
A description.
So we can...
Yeah. Just need a description. What celebrity do they most closely resemble? Which TikToker do they most close? Yeah. Sweet Anita? Or is it more Balin? Or...
That way you can judge, like, would I expose myself in front of them? Are they hot enough?
See? Brian gets it. The news media is letting us down.
The defense attorney there is Exhibit A, her yearbook picture.
Yeah. Now, well, at least this guy has his looks, though. So he's got that going.
No, he does not. This guy looks like if Tucker Dixon lived in the woods.
He doesn't? Yeah.
He looks like if Tucker Dixon lived in the woods exclusively.
Oh, I can see it now. Oh, they're going to war with Tucker Dixon. Another falling out.
He stole my idea. No, I love you, Tucker. But this guy does kind of look like you. It was one of the vibes I got. Interesting part. When the cops went to find Mr. Bales, they said, hey, we need to talk to you. And he goes, oh, I know why. It's because I just pissed over there around the corner in the street, right?
Yeah, he was taking a leak.
And they were like, no, sir, that is not why. And he goes, do you have any ID? And he couldn't find his ID. He ends up giving them his birthday. They found out he's a sex offender. He denied that he pleasured himself. He insisted that he was only urinating in front of these people.
Well, you know the rule. If you shake it more than twice... So it could have been one of those deals.
That is an actual law.
You know, when you get older, you know, you don't want to have it dribbling in your pants.
Wouldn't this be fucked if, like, this guy's telling the truth and all he did was, like, pee, and he looks up and he saw that they saw him peeing and these people just made up a story?
Yeah, but why was he only wearing a trench coat? I mean, shouldn't he have had some other clothing on?
That's true.
That's not a good thing to pee in. By the way, the only difference between this guy and Louis C.K. is that this guy's stand-up is not nearly as polished.
This guy, like, I know you're not supposed to profile people, but if you take a look at this guy, you're like, he did it. He wasn't urinating. We all know it.
Before they even
that's not a bad defense. Like, because can they prove? I mean, I guess you have four.
Can you prove I enjoyed myself?
He was not urinating.
I think,
but they're all females. How many males have they seen urinate? Maybe that's how we do it.
That's a good point. What do they know? Don't listen to grandma. Don't she don't know either.
That's a good point.
She's long forgotten.
Maybe this was traumatizing for these kids, but they have a hell of a story for the rest of their lives.
I don't think that... I'm always shocked when people find this stuff traumatizing as opposed to what it is, hilarious. Like, you and I, if we were standing at an arcade and we looked over, there's a homeless guy jerking off, we were going to cry laughing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask him questions about it.
What you up to over there?
What are you thinking about right now? Yeah. Can I cup the balls for you?
Yeah. I'd flip him a fucking quarter off the machine.
You're up next.
But these people see this, and I guess maybe it's just the life experience level is different, where these people just go,
Well, they're also not going to get they're also not going to get cast in a movie afterwards. So there's really nothing in it for them, I guess.
Okay, fair enough. All right, guys. Let's talk about this Christian missionary down there in wherever the fuck this was.
This is in Iowa.
Yeah. Christian missionary was convicted of sexually abusing a child after prosecutors told jurors the victim contracted gonorrhea.
Way to add insult to injury.
Yeah. Way to spread the clap instead of the gospel, dickhead.
Jordan... But ironically, missionary was also his favorite position with these kids.
Jordan D. Andrew Webb, he's 30 years old, was found guilty by a Webster County jury on one count each of sexual abuse of the person under the age of 12 in the second degree, incest, and child endangerment. Webb was arrested in late April 2022 after health concerns were raised regarding a juvenile earlier that same month. Those concerns prompted the child's emergency removal from custody of the guardian, from the guardian. An ensuing investigation resulted in a search warrant being executed, and they went to this apartment, I guess, or a house that's owned by Harvest Baptist Church, and it's used as a Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely campus.
Mm.
Now, during the trial, evidence was presented that Webb was diagnosed with gonorrhea just days before the child was also diagnosed with gonorrhea.
So this is what I want to know. How do we know that the kid didn't give the missionary gonorrhea? Because this kid seems pretty easy. Do we know their past?
You know, that is the only good defense here.
That's what I would have gone with.
You really should have been a lawyer, sir. That is the only defense you have. She gave me gonorrhea.
Slut.
By the way, they don't say the gender, Carl. Don't assume.
Yeah, I know.
Name and gender.
Assumed it was a boy, but I would not really be picked for this jury because it would be like, ladies and gentlemen, the defendant is a Christian missionary. Guilty.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't need any more time, Your Honor.
This might be one of those juries where I would, like, say anything I have to say to get on the jury, because I know it's going to be easy. Yeah. Like, you know how everybody's always trying to get out? I would look like, oh, I want to hear all
this.
This
would be a fun one.
And I just want to look at this guy with shame. I'm going to shake my head at him a lot. I'm just going to be a very, very...
I'm going to do this thing with my fingers.
Naughty, naughty. Oh, God.
That's an embarrassing day.
Now, they basically proved this, and he was found guilty. It was a 3-day trial. It was enough to convict the defendant in the case. And when he was arrested, he was subject to a $500,000 cash bond, which I don't know why I wrote that fact down. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Who cares? I wrote the wrong
part.
Moving on.
Let's go to India.
32 years in prison. All right.
Well, it was lowered to $75,000, they said, which is how he got out.
Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe that's why you put that tidbit in there.
You know what I need right now?
What do you need?
There's a certain jingle I need.
Oh, you're right. We do need that.
Oh, you better hit it. We have a baby thrower. Satipur, Assam, India. And a shocking incident. A mother killed
her. The second
her.
I see that location, it's no longer shocking.
I know. I just assume this is what most mothers do when they give birth to a daughter.
Oh, the baby pond?
The baby pond.
It's overflowing. We got to get a new one.
Well, I hate to bury the lead, but they threw this baby. This lady just threw her baby in a pond.
Yeah, because it was born a girl.
Yes.
I guess in India, they don't realize that gender is something that happens much later in life.
We really got to get them on the
Could
same
fluctuate
page as us.
Too. You never know.
Right, exactly. I mean, give it 12 years.
You know, there's going to be a lot of egg on the face of people in China when they realize that.
Good point.
There's going to be a lot of egg on their face.
Yeah, because right now they're getting away with it. Squeaky clean. No one has a problem with what their two-child policy or one-child policy, but yeah.
I have a feeling there would be a lot of girls taking the boy route in China.
No.
If this was like a thing, if they were just like, hey, if you could do it.
In order to survive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll be a boy. That's fine.
Because the problem, though, is that, like, because there's 90% to 10% guy-girl ratio in certain age groups, mm-hmm. like, no one's getting laid. No one. So I don't know that I'd want to be a boy in China. And I like being the gender that I am. But in China, I don't know. It seems like a bummer.
solid
plus
point.
You gotta deal with all those stereotypes, you know. Like, even if, you know, it's,
I would just my prove friend that Ming wrong. Is,
my friend Ming is constantly bolstering that, saying that it's true.
That stereotype. Right.
Yeah, that's what he tells me.
We just did a recent episode, the Sissy Whisperer, where
their little clitties.
The Japanese kid was just like, "Yeah, I got 3.7 inches when I'm hard." I'm like, "Oof, yikes!"
You know,
that's rough.
You know, the sad thing is that, you know, the 90% of these boys aren't getting laid, but what's even sadder is the 10% of these women are being satisfied.
100% of the women are not getting satisfied.
All right, fair enough. Now, according to the police, the mother threw her baby into the pond on April 24th. The whole incident came to light on Wednesday after the baby's body was just spotted floating in the pond. Someone got a pool skimmer and fucking got it out.
I can imagine, like, the local villagers, like, "Hey, does that pond usually have a floating baby in it?" Yeah, no, I can't
which
remember.
Pond? Yeah, which one?
The one right there with the floating baby? I think it was there yesterday,
that's,
right?
That's a buoy. That's a buoy. Let's just let's move on.
I recognize that. Moving on.
Now, they called the police once they recovered the baby. During the investigation, they interrogated.
I just had a thought. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please.
But wouldn't it be funny if she put, like, concrete shoes on the baby to make sure that it would sink to the bottom?
Concrete booties?
Yeah, it's like a mafia.
It would point towards the Hindu mafia, yeah, for sure.
What was this baby up to? I guess it picked the wrong side.
That's no baby, that's a rat.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I don't know. This baby looks a little too young to talk here. I don't know.
Yeah, well, she was fingering the guy, so.
Holy shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, she says that her first child was born a girl, and then she gave birth to a baby girl, and that made her very upset. Mm. And after failing to give birth to a baby boy, she was just disappointed. She just went through the baby in the pond.
So she wanted to have a boy.
Yeah.
And she had her second girl. But it says in that article that she went through extreme steps to have a baby boy. What the fuck does that mean? What are extreme steps to have a boy?
I feel like there's a lot of old wives' tales about, like, what you have to do to, like, determine the gender of your child for people who care about that
I was
shit.
Thinking it's like a witch doctor or something.
Or
like voodoo or something that they're trying to do. Because I'm like, what are extreme steps?
Mamam Shiba.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what they're doing. Shit. But you might be right. I just, I'm sorry she was disappointed. This whole situation had to end this way.
Not as sorry as the baby.
Baby's not anything anymore, so.
No, done.
Guys, I don't know why we don't cover more of these stories on the show. Pimps.
Yeah.
Goddamn pimps. They are, this guy that we were about to talk about in Seattle is something else.
Should we just have a pimp off? Should that just be the new show? Because pimps are amazing.
This dude has the most fucking pimp name as well. Like, he had to have changed this, because if his parents named him this, the same way any kid named Alfred is destined to be a butler, Winston Cornell Burt.
Yes. Winston is a pretty good pimp.
Also known as Dice Capone.
I love it.
It turns out he's a terrible pimp.
Well,
the reason we're reading about him is because he's not good at pimping.
That's a good point, but I will say this, he is determined. He's been federally charged with sex trafficking through force, fraud and coercion, transportation of an adult female for prostitution through coercion and enticement, and two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. And you know how he got caught? A bitch.
One of them hoes got away.
Burt, 31, is accused of taking a 20-year-old victim from her home in California to traffic her for sex in Seattle. Prior to his arrest on November 6th, court documents said Burt would kick, punch, and pistol whip the victim if she expressed a desire to stop working for him.
I, like, do that to my kid if she won't go get me a soda. I feel like this is not that.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, honestly,
pistol whipping here and there.
I really feel like you should understand who your employees are. You have a 20-year-old girl. She's not going to be into her job.
Good
okay,
point.
It's not like going to be something she really enjoys doing. So one night, the woman tried to flee out the front door of an Airbnb where they were at. Mm-hmm. So this guy's just renting Airbnbs and pimping girls out of those. So
nice. I like that. His palace probably isn't that nice, but you get a nice Airbnb. And
you know, you're smiling a little different than normal when you heard that.
I'm just picturing the Airbnb we had in Philly. It was really nice. You know, there's lots of bedrooms in there.
The Airbnb we had in Philly would be perfect for this. There was barbed wire in the back.
Yeah, right.
There was
exactly.
That big broken shards of glass fence.
16-foot wall across the street. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she ran out.
Isn't that where Hannah took her pictures, that Airbnb?
No, Hannah was not.
Oh, wasn't that one? I thought she was in an Airbnb taking those pictures. I was going to say, then you know sexy stuff is afoot and nobody's aware of it.
Not in that Airbnb we were in. I don't think
no. No, there was a lot of Vito and Vinny stuff going on. Nothing sexy.
Yeah, we were just rubbing bellies in the living room while T-Vol Vito blasted Japanese game shows on TV.
They were feeding each other ho-hos. It was really, really hot.
All right,
those are the only hoes around. The
All right, let's get back to the ho-hos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Bert and the other women were living in this Airbnb. Bert scooped her up and pushed her to the ground, according to the court documents. Fearing for her life, she rushed upstairs with Bert after her. Then she leaped from the third story window get away from him.
That's not good.
Nope. And then she ran into a busy intersection, naked. When an Uber driver saw the woman in trouble, he picked her up. The ride-sharing driver was now being chased by Bert, who got into his car.
This is awesome.
And he is chasing the Uber and shooting at it.
He's firing a firearm at an Uber that you would think would be like, what am I doing? Why did I pick up this person?
Nope. Because in Seattle, this driver was also armed and pulled out a gun and started firing back.
This needs to be a movie. This Uber driver is a fucking legend. World's greatest Uber driver. I'm producing this film.
Now,
Brian's going to have a cameo in it.
There's surveillance video from a nearby.
He's I want to be Dice Capone.
Yeah, we're going to stop by the comic book store for a second.
Dude, we're both going to be in the movie, but we're just going to be like two of the Johns standing in front of the place holding tickets, waiting to get in when she runs by naked. She just comes out the window and you and I look at each other like, and she just runs away.
That's funny.
Oh, right. God.
I dream of picking up a distressed naked woman. That would be great, man.
Right?
Like, I pull over. Everyone's like, oh, a hero. And then when she gets in, I'm like, you have no idea how much worse your situation just got.
Oh, I think she realizes it when she looks to the left.
You're going to be running back to Dice.
That's when you say, why are you crying? I got to drive home alone.
Yeah.
That old gag.
Oh, man.
So this is what I love about pimps. Vinny,
please.
Is that they're so proud of themselves, they self-identify as pimps. Here's something that you'll never hear. The self-identifying baby rapist appeared in court today. Like, nobody else just comes out and just goes, yeah, I rape babies. But pimps are just like, yeah, I'm a pimp. Fuck yeah, I am.
The guy just brings a chalice to court with him.
Yeah. Like, he's not even trying to get away with it. He's like, yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah, like, I really don't know anybody who's that into their jobs that they're getting, like, an engraved in gold on shit. man. So, the indictment, he's being charged. The level of violence in this case is stunning, brutal beatings of young women, threats with firearms, emotional and physical control of every aspect of the victim's lives, said U.S. Attorney Nick Brown. He commends the city of Seattle for dealing with this, but there's a lot of it happening. This is happening like in every fucking town right now. There's somewhere there's an Airbnb filled with hookers that are being held there.
Should we go now, or we got time, right? We can head over there afterwards. Gotta say, this is a hell of a resume builder for Mr. Bert. I mean, he is keeping those hoes in line to the point where if you want to get away from him, you got to jump out the third story window. Not a lot of people are going to do that.
Could you imagine him
and
his next
job
interview?
In a car where you hope that the person whose car you jump in has a gun too. And this, like, she couldn't have gotten any luckier in terms of her escape.
How is she even
she jumps
up
three stories
running?
And fucking survives.
Yeah.
Jumps into somebody's car. Like, I gotta say, like, in all reality, if some woman approached my car and she's naked, I'd be like, oh no. No, you're not getting in this car. No way. Like, cause next thing you know, I'm being accused of something.
Do you have a towel to put down?
Yeah.
Get my seat sicky.
Yeah. I called 911 for her, but I might even wait with her, but she's not getting in my car.
You wouldn't wait with her.
You know that
I would drive away.
At this guy's next.
I'd get my TikTok going.
Exactly right. Film it.
Say you're being chained. Pimp.
I just like Carl's idea of this guy like having his pimp resume.
Yeah.
And, like, his next job interview, they're like, so what would you say your weaknesses in your pimping game are? It's like, I just care too much. I just care too much. Fucking chasing a woman down the street. Just let one fucking get away. You'll get another one, dude. That's what you do.
Right.
Well, she might rat him out, though. He can't have that.
Yeah, but it's an Airbnb. You can just get a different place.
Yeah, he could move. You're right.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's in probably, it's not under the name Winston.
I doubt it. Although, he is proud of himself, so maybe it is.
We rented this place to a Mr. Dice Capone for the weekend.
He had two guns, $24,000 in cash, and $100,000 in jewels. I don't have that. Why am I not pimping? I have hardly any jewels at all.
It's a good point.
You know what, Airbnb, you have to tell them how many adults will be staying in the house. 12. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
me
fine.
And 11 hookers.
Yeah, come on in. No problem.
Yes, they are adults. Thank you for asking. Yes. All right. You guys want to move over to Russia for a minute?
Yes.
All right. This is this is not a great story. I'm starting to think people in Russia might be a little crazy, Carl.
Okay. So it's like Florida. Okay. Got
it. A student doctor and her husband have been accused of dismembering their 8-month-old daughter.
Hmm.
Why would you do such a thing? Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
The child died when Father Yakov Meborota, 33, aimed a kick at his wife, Anastasia, during an alleged domestic dispute, but struck the baby girl instead.
Whoa, this baby's got some mad bodyguard skills. And it's impressive. Taking one for mom.
It's not, though. You know the mother just, like, picked the baby up and put it in front of her.
This is
both of their faults.
Now you're making it sound bad. Like, it's a bad thing. I was trying to find the silver lining.
And this kick is what killed the baby. Mm. He was trying to kick his wife so hard.
Yeah.
That it murdered his child.
It's impressive.
I mean, she shouldn't have made borscht again.
The worst part is he's not going to qualify for the World Cup team. When he's in prison, that's too bad.
No. The trainee children's doctor and her husband then decided the best thing to do would be to dismember the child using knives and an electric meat grinder. Mm. They put the remains of the girl into 13 plastic bags, which seems like a few too many plastic bags for a baby. I mean, how... Come on. What are they? We're talking like little Ziploc sandwich bags? What are we talking about here? That you need 13 of them?
I've said it before, but it goes back to that thing.
Wasteful.
What's worse, 13 babies in one plastic bag... or one baby in 13 plastic bags? I'll let you decide.
Wow. An age-old question.
What do you need 13 plastic bags of baby for, though? Are you going to give it out as souvenirs to people? Is it going to be like a party favor? They put the remains of the girl into the plastic bags. And then after asserting that the child did not show any signs of life, the couple took steps to hide the body, is how they described it in the courts. Mm-hmm. In order to create the appearance of not being involved in the crime, the 23-year-old mother of the dead girl reported to law enforcement authorities that her daughter had been abducted by unknown perpetrators.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. But when the state investigators arrived at the flat, they were detained. The parents' suspicion of murder. Horrified officers removed the electric meat grinder, knives with traces of blood, and 13 bags of human remains. You probably should have gotten rid of all that stuff.
I would imagine, yeah.
I mean, you have the whole, you have the mindset, the presence of mind, like, oh, shit, we fucked up. Let's hide that we fucked up.
Yeah.
You got to keep hiding.
They were halfway there. It's like the Bon Jovi song. I mean, come on, guys.
It's like the Bon Jovi song.
Follow through with that.
Oh, no. Neighbors said that there were constant screams coming from the flat after the couple moved in 6 months ago. They had been visited previously by social services.
Oh, they're a problem.
On the day of the murder, he was more violent than usual. Then the noise of the children's cries stopped abruptly, said the neighbors.
Dude, you know there was at least one neighbor who just went, fucking finally. Because he knows what happened, but he's like, as long as they just stop screaming over there.
You know, honestly, like if Carl found out that his neighbors chopped that dog up into 13 pieces, he wouldn't be talking to the press. He would just be thankful.
Oh, right, exactly. Want to come over for dinner, Carl? No, but I appreciate what you did.
Now, you guys both have wives.
Yeah.
If you were in this situation, does your wife bust out the meat grinder and the knives and help you out and say that the kid was abducted? Is she a ride or die bitch? Or is she like,
well, she knows what's good for her. I just kicked the baby to Derek. You want to try me?
I would say my wife's ride or die. How about you, Bri?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know if she would go so far as to help me dispose of my child. Or my niece, you know?
You know, that's one of those things you don't know until it happens, right? You just got to wait for the day.
That's when you find out what they're made of.
Exactly, you
know?
Right.
That's when you know, did I make a mistake marrying this chick?
That's when heroes are made. when you have to dispose of a baby.
If this were me, I would be sitting there and watching her dial 911, thinking, I think I made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Oh, she would rat me out in a second.
Oh, your wife would probably call her family before she called the police. You will not believe what my husband did.
Yes.
I have to say, I think my kid actually is more ride or die than my wife. Mm-hmm. I was down in Florida one time, and my wife went into a convenience store, so I was sitting outside with a kid. She was probably 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And she was talking about my previous girlfriend, who had basically raised her.
Okay.
And we broke up when Sage was probably like around 10 or so. Okay. And so we were talking, like Sage brought up the old aunt. That's what she called her. And I said, yeah, it was like, we never really talked about that because she sort of just disappeared. She moved to Oregon and then we never heard from her again type thing. And I said, do you ever wonder what happened to her? And she goes, yeah, you shoot her. I was like, what?
What?
She goes, you shot her. She thought that I shot and killed my girlfriend, got rid of her. And
Jesus,
that's why I had,
Christ.
This is why I got the new girlfriend.
That's hilarious. And she's fine with that. She's like, no, you got to do what you got to do, Dad.
Did not care at all. I was like, I didn't shoot her. She goes, yes, you did.
Now,
it's important to mention for those people out there who don't know my kid, she has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's 15 being like, whatever. Like, she's a total fucking stone cold psychopath. You know, I think she just doesn't understand, but she's like, yeah, like she knows I have guns and shit. So,
yeah, no, I just love the fact that she's totally accepting of that. She's like, nah, I get it.
Whatever.
Did she say she didn't go like, I watched you or anything like that? She didn't say.
No, okay. She didn't say that. She wasn't like, oh, I'm an eyewitness, because then she probably thinks I'd have to get rid of her.
Yeah. Well, good point. Yeah. Even if you see that shit, keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, slept
like,
through the whole
a
thing.
Pond right down the street, girl. It's not just for babies.
Let's take a walk down to the park, honey, to the old baby throne pond, and let's talk this out. So these two, this is my favorite thing. I love stories like this, and then they always put in the facts that really don't matter. Carl, here's one.
Oh, yeah.
Russia has high rates of domestic murder by international standards, and there are signs this is worsened during the war against Ukraine unleashed by Vladimir Putin.
Yes, they
literally make sure to put that in the story.
Blaming the war in Ukraine. It's like, okay, sure. Homicides in Chicago are up since we invaded Afghanistan. Is it George W. Bush's fault? The homicides in Chicago? Why not? What a stupid fucking thing to put in that article.
Everybody knows that's Barack Obama's fault.
Agreed.
Okay. God damn it, Carl. Dumbass. So those are the stories I prepared. Brian, are you ready to present the story I cannot wait for Carl to hear?
I am ready. Carl, this happened in Hanoran, Louisiana. Mm. Way down south in the bayous.
Yeah.
A woman is accused of the gruesome murder of a six-year-old girl whose body was crammed into a plastic bucket and left on her biological mother's front lawn.
Surprise!
I believe this belongs to you?
Avon, yeah, calling.
Pretty much. The horrific discovery was made and a frantic search for 43-year-old Hannah Landon. Which sounds very American, but this is an Asian lady, and she also uses the name Banak Lim and Banak Landon. And she was a girlfriend of the young girl's father.
I'm going to Banak you out.
And looking at this woman's picture, I'm like, Asians have no excuse to look this plain and dowdy and unattractive. I have seen makeup tutorials on YouTube where the ugliest Asian women are like, holy shit, she's a 10 now.
Yes.
So this woman really has no right to look as plain and unattractive as
she does. But you have to give her this, though, Brian. That's a pretty good prank. I bet Ashton Kutcher never thought of that.
That is not something I would expect on my front lawn.
Right, like, that's what I mean.
I would be like, you know, because like I live like across the street or woods and shit. So like sometimes people will dump off garbage and crap, and that's what I would expect it to be. I'd be like, oh, some jerk off left a fucking wipe. But hey, where's the kid anyway? Ah, who cares? Let me go. Yeah, right. Let me go check this bucket.
Yeah. And then you're like, is there a camera on me? What the hell? Am I getting punked right now? What's going on?
You know,
Ashton Kutcher.
Got me again.
When we were texting about this, though, the thought of finding your own dead child in a bucket on your front lawn, on your front steps.
Everyone can see you smiling. We're on video.
Yeah, well, it's a podcast. It's an audio podcast. Christ.
When we started the show, there was no video component. So we could act like it was we were fighting through tears.
This whole thing is terrible.
Jesus Christ.
The girl's death was by homicide, and the body exhibited multiple injuries. That would be detailed at a later date. I tried to look it up. They didn't say anything about it. The father reported his girlfriend and youngest daughter missing around 7:30 a.m. after waking up to find them unexpectedly absent from their house. They believe that this Hannah Landon woman brought the girl back to her place at an apartment or something, killed her, put her in the bucket, and then put the bucket in a wagon and dragged it down to, the biological mom lived nearby.
There is a video of this woman walking through neighborhoods red wagon with a bucket in it.
Yeah. It's like a Ring cam or something. And it's funny too, because in the article, they say something about like a car just drove by and she didn't even stop or anything. I'm like, well, yeah, you can't act suspicious when you have a dead baby.
It's just like, it's a lady pulling a bucket down the road. Yeah, in
I just
a
thought
wagon.
She had
like,
a shitty rickshaw.
Something that I'd be like,
yeah, right, exactly. Like that. It's cool they got the video of it, but it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Yeah, like if there was a pimp in another wagon shooting at her, then I would be like, this is something to talk about.
This movie's getting better by the moment. Yeah.
But
they don't know who opened it. They don't know who opened the bucket. They wouldn't say. They're a small town. They're a safe town. This is a senseless type incident that happened. We're keeping the family in our prayers. If I had a nickel for every time I watch a true crime show where there was like, this is the kind of place where you didn't have to lock your doors. And I'm like, if your door has a lock on it, lock it.
Lock
like
it.
There's no reason, like, unless it's for your own, like, I live in a safe neighborhood. Fuck it, man.
Right.
There is no safe neighborhood.
No such thing.
There is none.
The police officer was like, oh yeah, this is a real safe town. Not for children. Not for children who want to live. Not a good time to talk about how safe you are. Give it a day. Let it breathe.
Have we found out any type of motive on this yet?
She was, I did read a little bit more into it, and it appears that she was constantly at war with the girlfriend was constantly at war with the woman, the biological mom, and her sister, and she had restraining orders against them because I guess they had been like, they fought at some kind of sporting event and like scratched each other's faces. So like, this was an ongoing thing between them. And I guess she's like, you scratch my face, I kill your daughter.
Yeah, this woman's not behaving like an Asian woman. I don't want to say what she's behaving like, but I mean, if we're pulling out extensions and ripping nails off, what the fuck?
An Asian woman murdered a young girl? Shocking.
Twice that's happened just in this episode alone.
Oh, man.
And the girl, like, you look at the girl, she's adorable. But I do think she might be Chad Zumok's illegitimate kid because she has no upper lip at all. So
you're assuming that Chad got laid once.
I think it might have been the case. Yeah. No, she's a cute little kid. It's like you look at that and you're just like, what the fuck, man?
That's
like,
why
I've been pretty mad at girlfriends in the past. But
no, that's why we have to laugh about it, Brian. Because if we weren't laughing, we'd be crying, right, Vinny?
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
I'm trying over here, people.
Yeah,
but
this is all horrible.
Smiling once.
I know, it's ridiculous.
All right, let me just add this to the end of the episode. Don't try this at home.
Yeah, stop murdering children and babies, everyone.
Hey, if you were going to leave a note on the bucket, what would it say? Like, if you were trying to leave, like, a funny note, like, to fuck with the mom, if this was really just to fuck with her? I mean, just something on the note.
Good news, bad news. Mm. We found your daughter.
Do not open till Xmas. It'll be good.
Keep refrigerated. I mean,
at least their neighbors. At least their neighbors aren't using a bottomless porta potty. I mean, they've got that going
good
for
point.
Them.
I you like DeWired Christian says free kittens would be a fun sign to put on there.
Really is the best one. That's pretty the best good. One. Way to go. So that is our scum stream for this week. Thank you, folks, for tuning in with us. This episode, the audio for it is going to be exclusive to our patrons. Well, maybe it will be.
Yeah,
I haven't decided yet.
Whatever.
I just want to make sure that you guys know we're giving you four awesome bonus episodes a month. We hope you enjoy
it. I just think that when we have a star-studded episode with people like Carl from Worthy's Podcast and Brian Johnson from Tell Them Steve Dave, that we should make this available.
And
we need the star power of those two guys on a show together. I feel like we should make that available to the masses, Vinny.
But every time
you're
I say
piss
that,
off, then.
Every time I say that, you go, don't tell them you're on it.
By the way, I'm going to talk about this on Who Are These Podcasts later today. Did you know that there is somebody making Carlos Who Are These Podcast episodes, kind of like the Nopey episodes?
So they go through your episode and cut you out?
Yeah, it's called Why Are They Podcasters? And they've literally put together entire episodes without me. So I was checking one out the other day, and it's just fucking Eric Zane talking to no one. And then a clip would happen, and I'm like, you can't pull me out of the show. I run the show. So people would agree that I'm not great.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your support. Those of you who are supporting us on Patreon, Supercast, or Backed.by, thank you so much.
Yay, Super Chats.
I want to thank whoever this Andrew guy is. He says, great show, guys. Smooches, $2. Thank you, Andrew.
Ah, very nice. I hear he likes to listen to our live shows with the boys down at the rest stops.
Dude, look at what Principal Uncertainty is saying here. Join the Patreon every third week. It's Blackface Wednesday.
That one stays behind the paywall.
Yeah, no shit. That one's unlisted.
Hey, this seems like a perfect time for Brian to promote everything he has going on. Tell him, Steve, Dave, would you kindly?
Tell him, SteveDave.com. Yeah, you can go there. Everything's on there that you need to see. Patreon.com/TellHimSteveDave, because if you don't get enough of us weekly, there's video and audio and merchandise and all kinds of shit. And then would you kindly with E-Rock on Compound Media.
Excellent.
I got a little surprise for E-Rock today.
Oh, it's
a little
nice
sign that's going to make him be quiet when I'm trying to talk.
Is this like a Steven Crowder no talk Dave or whatever it is?
I fucking own E-Rock. You better listen.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
Crowder had a light that would go on that was like the, hey, Dave, don't talk, I'm talking light. But he was trying to like couch. He was like, hey, if I'm going out on the rant, I'm just going to hit this thing to let you know not to talk. And so Dave was talking about it after he stopped working there. And he's like, I know how to broadcast. If you're out of
roll. Is it like the one you have over there for me?
Holy shit. I'm having it installed tomorrow.
That says don't eat, Vinny.
All right. You guys are a couple of jerks. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
I got a pass.
Brian Johnson, hope to see you soon, buddy. Come back again anytime.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
And we'll be back on Monday. So until then, act right. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gia.
Yeah.
I want a scum stream with Carl and
gonna dance like the vegetables together.
I need a scum stream with greens tonight. I want a scum stream
dance
with
like the vegetables.
Come on. What, not fun for you guys?
Just ain't right. I need a scum stream.
Woo!
I want a scum stream.
Bullshit.
What the hell is this supposed to be?